Now, I talked about a mason, and I want to go back and read a different kind of poem about someone closer, in a way, than Paris, a friend. And you know, dry stone walling is the kind of masonry in which you use no mortar. And like all of the arts, it's a dying art. And it's practically dead, this one. And there are very few people who can do it anymore. The art consists of being able to... The art consists of being able to feel the wall as you go, because you can feel the center of gravity of each of the stones as you put it in. And only the gravity of the stones, the center of gravity of the stones, is what holds the wall together. But these walls outlast walls made with mortar. You might not expect that. But, you know, if you imagine a wall with mortar, when the rain gets down into the mortar and it freezes, what happens? The mortar swells, the rocks crack, and the wall falls apart. But when there's no mortar, the water runs through, and there are dry stone walls built in the time of the Romans that are still standing without a stone missing. And, well, it's the dry stone mason. The mason is dead, the gentle drunk master of dry walls. What he made of his years crosses the slopes without wavering, upright but nameless, ignorant in the new winter, rubbed by running sheep. But the age of mortar has come to him. Bottles are waiting like fallen shrines under different trees in the rain, and stones drip where his hands left them, leaning slightly inwards. His thirst is past. As he had no wife, the neighbors found where he kept his suit. A man with no family, they sat with him. When he was carried through them, they stood by their own dead, and they have buried him among the graves of the stones.